do the birthday scam. We're going to call Susan, who recently was like letting her dog out in the middle of the night in nothing but her panties. Oh. And bang, the door shut, and there she was, trapped outside.
Locked out.
Topless and vulnerable. And guess what? A neighbor saw her.
Not really, but let's pretend. I'm from the homeowners.
Hello?
Susan, this is Steve Phillips from the Homeowners Association. How are you?
I'm fine.
I'm calling to go over something. We had a complaint come in from one of your neighbors.
Okay, go ahead.
Apparently you or someone from your residence was outside very early in the morning and not fully clothed.
Jeez, who saw me? I got locked out of my house.
Oh. Well,
who
I don't,
was it?
Well, I don't know, and I probably shouldn't say, but it was a neighbor.
I got locked out of my house. I had to run around to the garage to get back in at 1 o'clock in the morning. And you're right, I had on a pair of underwear.
And nothing on top, apparently.
Yeah, I had my hand over my breast, so you couldn't see me.
One hand or both hands?
Oh, I think I had one, because I had to use it to open the garage door with the other one. These people. What are they doing at 1 o'clock in the morning looking over at my house anyway?
Well, I don't know. Maybe they're walking a dog, or who knows?
No, there was nobody out there, because I looked, trust me. I was not real thrilled about it. When I came around the corner of my house, I was, like, looking around going, who's out here? I didn't see a soul out there. Ran to my garage. I have a coat on the outside.
Yeah.
I opened it up maybe a third of the way, slipped under, and went back to bed.
Okay, well, why were you out there like that at 1 in the morning?
Because I have a dog that I put outside, and when I close the back door, it locked.
And do you always go outside to walk your dog topless? Or?
I didn't walk my dog. I put her out back.
Well, you just said you went out to walk the dog.
No, I said I put her outside.
Well, can we request that you please be fully clothed from now on?
You know what? When I'm in my backyard with my privacy fence at 1 o'clock in the morning, because of the way I sleep, it's nobody's business. Second of all, if they have a problem with me being half naked, they need to come talk to me, because they don't even be peeking around my house at 1 o'clock in the morning either.
If every house had people walking around naked in their backyard, I mean, that wouldn't be a very good neighborhood, would it?
Well, you know, this is ridiculous. This is so ridiculous. I find it so ridiculous that somebody would do this.
Will you agree to be fully clothed from now on?
Of course.
Excuse me?
Of course.
Okay. I hesitate to confess this. The person who saw it was really me.
Who are you?
I live just down the street from you. I am on the Homeowners Association.
Did you see how I was kind of crouched down, running around, trying to get to my garage?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I wasn't I real thrilled, trust me.
Well, not only did I see it, I happened to have my night vision.
Did you take a picture of me?
Yes, I did.
That is an invasion. That I don't like.
Well, you
something
have...
Something like an accident like that is not something you should take a picture of.
Well, I was out filming some other things, and then here comes a naked woman. I'm going to get a shot. I'm sorry.
Oh.
And let me tell you, you have nothing to be ashamed of either.
Regardless, I don't like people seeing me naked.
I liked it.
Well, thank you so much.
In fact, I'm watching it right now. Yes, there you are. You're crouching down. Waiting for that garage door to open. Nice booty.
Where do you live?
And you know what else?
What?
I'm not wearing pants now.
Who is this?
Dean and Raj.
Dean and Raj? Oh, my God. USOBs. Did my sister call this in for my birthday?
Yes, she did.
I am going to shoot her dead.
Can we keep the pictures?
I thought you were complete perverts, and I'm getting pissed off about it.